Last time on The Adventure Zone.
Gundren was sold or given to someone named the Black Spider.
Gundren and his two brothers.
The three of them have a claim to the lost mine of Phandalin. The cave's called Wave Echo Cave, and I know that's a silly name. You managed to find your way to the entrance of Wave Echo Cave. You see the body of a dwarf. It is, it's Thardon. Thardon Rockseeker, one of
my other cousin.
Yeah, he died.
I searched Thardon's body for valuables.
You notice that his boots are magic boots of striding and springing. Hanging from the ceiling, a giant black blob mass.
I'm going to hit it with my warhammer.
The jelly just sort of splatters. And you send a dwarven figure just flying. You recognize it as Nundro, Rockseeker.
I'll drink from the spring.
You can actually all take this opportunity to take a little spring break if you want. Oh, shit.
Spring
I didn't
break.
Even think about that.
Let's go see Kenny Chesney.
That's who you'd want to see?
Double, double, toil and trouble. We're cooking up a fresh batch of danger for you this week, Gim. The Adventure Zone!
Are there exits here around on this level?
Yeah.
We came down the elevator. Where are the exits?
There's just one around this sort of path leading around the spring. At the end of the path is actually a big iron door. The first door that you've seen in this cave. It is fortunately unlocked. You guys can go in fairly.
Does it say push or pull?
It says something in Dwarven.
Which means egress.
I speak Dwarven. What's it say?
It says,
I speak Dwarven.
It says pull.
Should we check the room before we leave?
It's not really a room to speak of. It's really just the path leading around the spring.
I pee in the spring.
Oh, you do?
Well, no more drinking out of that.
You didn't.
I didn't.
Okay, good.
I do.
Oh, gosh.
I leave.
You do, and it responds to your pee. It responds to Rockseeker piss.
Thank you. Oh, well, that was kind of what I was assuming.
Yeah. Any body fluid that you've got in your body is sacred to this here mind.
I am going to spend the rest of my game here.
Here.
I want to leave.
Just spitting.
I walk out the door.
Okay, you go through the door. What follows is actually sort of the longest stretch in this cave that you guys have been through, and you get the idea just sort of from how this tunnel has been carved out, that this is like the heart of the mining operation in Wave Echo Cave. This is where they were excavating ore that they were ostensibly turning into magical weaponry.
Hey, guys, I think this is the heart of the mining operation. I think this is where they were excavating. Is that right?
You actually, all three of you just sort of know this. So you're just kind of
I just
being
sort of
asked.
Know it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm kind of nodding like, yeah. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
No, I just I feel it in my bones.
All of you, yeah.
And we can't hear you because all the damn coins jingling in your bag.
You guys are making your way through this cave and through this tunnel, and you
can we as we walk through? Can we talk?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I don't know you guys.
Oh, this would be a perfect opportunity. It is a very. I don't know if you guys have ever walked through a mine before. It's a very long stretch.
Well, I just feel like we've grown apart, and I just
stop singing Kenny Chesney.
How does everybody think the adventure is going?
I'd say solid B minus.
So far, so good by me.
Are you saying the content of the adventure that you
don't hear this happening?
Okay,
shut up, God.
This is just us talking. Let us talk. Do you guys remember when we killed that goblin that looked like Common and sounded like Kelsey Grammer?
Mm-hmm. Today, the part of Taco is being played by Emo Phillips.
I don't...
Do you guys, think do you guys ever hear from Clark? He never writes.
I miss Clark.
I miss Clark, too.
We should go back to Clark. I miss you guys, too.
He's right behind... No.
I think this cave is haunted.
Okay, I take back what I said about talking and sharing.
Someone,
do you guys have a girl back home?
Someone roll to see if they know if this cave is on.
I'm going to throw an awkward throw.
Okay. I rolled a 20.
Yeah, everybody criticaled on the awkward throw.
19.
Listen, this is just like, you know how sometimes you go to a work party and you try to talk to the people there? But it's tough. You know, you guys are co-workers right now. You're not friends. You're seasoned.
I show Merle and Taco inappropriate drawings that I got from a girl at another village, and they get real skeeved.
Yeah, so is me, and so are the thousands of people listening to the show. Right?
She's waiting for me back home.
Great.
Okay, are we at the end? Oh my God, this cave!
Yeah, you're at the end of the tunnel. It took you guys 4 days to get through it. 4 days of just nudies, and it sucked. It
was eating mushrooms.
It was the worst.
Mushrooms and nudies. It's like college again.
It was just shrooms and nudes, and it sucked. And it was the worst 4 days.
But we grew closer as friends.
You didn't.
But somehow we're stronger.
That's the shitty part. You didn't even do that. You make it to the end of this tunnel, and you reach a very strange room. It is the floor of this room. It is a fairly large circular room. The floor of it is just this massive grate that looks super, super solidly built. Looks like the kind of thing you can stand on without worrying about it collapsing under your weight. And you know that because on one side of the room is a bunch of super heavy-duty-looking mining equipment. Mm-hmm. There's what looks to be some sort of like medieval fantasy jackhammer. There's a lot of, you know, handheld equipment like pickaxes and stuff like that. The centerpiece of this room, though, is this giant grinding machine. It's got two rollers just sort of covered with spikes that you assume just like people put stone in and it grinds down to fall through the grate. That makes up the floor. It is this huge thing, and you see that and think, well, if the grate can hold up that thing, then we're probably aces. Surrounding the room, about 8 feet up, is a sort of wooden ledge that circles the room that maybe somebody could overlook this grinding room from very safely. The only exit from this room is actually up there on that ledge on the opposite side of the room that you guys just entered from.
Can we see down through the grate?
You can. It goes down a very, very long ways. You're pretty sure you can't see the bottom.
Is there a ladder or anything up to the ledge?
There is, yeah. On the other side of the room where the exit is.
Is there any sign of Short Round and a bunch of kids in turbans running around?
For a second there, I thought you were doing a Goonies thing.
I climb the ladder.
As you actually walk into the room, the door on that ledge opens very quickly. It was kicked open. Mm-hmm. And exiting from it is a young orc woman who is holding the biggest crossbow any of you have ever seen in your lives.
And, I point at her and say, hey, I do the kicking around here.
and she has this crossbow levied on you. She is totally, totally ready for you. And as you enter the room, she points her crossbow at you and just sort of stands there looking at you quizzically.
Easy, Magnus.
Hello.
She's just sort of sitting there like, you hear her go like, shit.
In Orcish, I'm assuming, or in Common?
She's speaking in Common, yeah.
Excellent.
I bow deeply to her.
I say, hail and well met. And then kind of cliche.
Sorry, just give me one second. This is her speaking. I'm trying to figure this out.
Is it a mouth problem?
No, it's not. I just can't understand why other people would be here. I'm trying to figure out whether to just kill you guys right away. I don't have a lot of time. I don't like collateral damage. I'm not. It does not reflect upon me very well. I'm just trying to crack the code of how other people could be here.
Well, may I say something?
You can do whatever you want.
Have you heard the word of Marth Hammer Duin today?
What
an offer
that?
A watchtower.
Okay.
What do you mean? Dad's witnessing.
You're feeling you're spreading the good news of Marth Hammer Duin?
Yeah.
Great opportunity.
No, thank you. I'm spoken for. Okay, here's this. Here's the best offer I can make you. I'm going to ask you guys a question. You seem like good people. And
is it a riddle?
It might be, depending on sort of where you're at.
I love riddles.
Great. Is this your character development?
Yeah.
Griffin, when you said development just now, were there air quotes? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, sure. Depending on your answer to this question, it's going to decide, I guess, what happens next.
Oh, like a choose your own adventure?
Sort of, sure. Only if, like, 90% of the pages were you died.
Oh, like you end up at the Yeti?
Yeah, this could be a Yeti page situation.
Okay. Question on.
Are you here for the...
did she have something stuck in her throat, like a hair or something?
Wait. I can hear. Like, we are not hunters.
Okay, so I just heard like a crackly thing, which actually tells me everything you need to know. Okay, you're not here for the... And that's great news for me, but I cannot have you guys getting in my way. So here's my solution, and I think you're going to find it very equitable. I'm not going to shoot you with this giant crossbow.
Great.
I'm four. Go on.
Instead, she reaches into her pocket and pulls out a small sort of handheld, I don't know, it looks like a game show buzzer. And she clicks it down with her thumb, and a ball of light emits from it and shoots into the air and very quickly zaps the crusher in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm.
The wheels of which begin to spin, the rollers, the crushers inside begin to activate, and then the crusher itself seems to move. It seems to animate as if it has just been brought to life beyond its normal mechanical capabilities. And it's causing quite a clattering, quite a racket. And when you look up from it, the orc woman is gone and has taken the ladder with her, it looks like.
I know what to do. I contact C-3PO and ask him to turn off all the compactors on this level.
So we're going to actually go to initiative.
Against the crusher? I got 12.
Chiboy got 20.
I got 1.
Woof.
Damn.
So this thing is deafening. It's very, 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 very loud. There are some chains sort of hanging on the wall that are just sort of shaking and rattling. There are chains on the ceiling that are sort of shaking and rattling. There's a mine cart on the other side of the room that is shaking around. Like, this thing is super, super, super loud. And it is alive, and it looks hungry and angry. And Taco, you are first in the order.
Excellent.
Is it moving?
Oh, yeah.
In our direction?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Does it look to have some sort of, like, controlling area like you would see on
like a big red equipment? A big red glowing weak point?
No. I mean, like, you would have some place to control it. If it's a machine, is there like some sort of control panel or anything?
No, this is it. Doesn't it's just like a grinder. It's not like an exosuit. It's not supposed to be moving in this way. It is not supposed to be alive. This is abnormal. This is a very powerful magic that you guys have never witnessed before.
Cool, cool.
I cast Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave?
How close is it?
It's very close, you guys. It's about 8 feet away.
Perfect. Okay. I cast Thunder Wave. You have to make a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. What kind of damage does Thunder Wave do?
That is going to be 2d8 thunder damage.
Okay. And what am I saving against?
Constitution.
This thing has +2 Constitution. I rolled an 8. That's a 10, maybe?
So 13, so no.
Okay. It is thundered.
Okay, so we're going to take 2d8 thunder damage. Whoa, 8. 8. Mm-hmm. 16.
Holy shit.
Thunder damage, and it's going to get pushed back 10 feet.
Really good news. This thing is actually weak against thunder damage.
What does that mean?
It means you did double damage.
Whoa.
That's 32.
Yeah, that's
a
big goddamn hit. okay.
I hit it with my thunder axe.
How sweet does it... Griffin, can you describe how sweet it looks when I do this?
This thing was charging you, about to grab you with its mighty, mighty jaws that would have probably turned you into ground beef. If you knew what ground beef was, which you don't, or else you would know one of the legendary secrets of tacos. And just as it was about to make contact, you give it the old Fusro Da. And send it flying across the room effortlessly, like you've just punted an empty 2 liter of Diet Mountain Dew.
When he does this, Magnus just turns to a mouth agape. What?
But it's still alive and it's still threshing. Next in the order is Magnus.
Can I get behind it?
It's actually up against the wall now because it was just tossed.
And how high is the ceiling?
The ceiling is about 20 feet high. The ledge, the wooden ledge above you that the ladder was stolen from is about 8 feet up.
Great. And how low are the chains?
The chains from the ceiling? They're hanging down about, we'll say about 10 feet.
Great.
There's also chains on the walls. That are on the level with you. They're just sort of hanging on hooks.
Great, great. My magic jumping boots, do they let me jump higher?
No.
Mm.
You're not Larry.
I have them.
You're not Larry goddamn Bird.
Do my Larry Bird boots let me jump higher?
No, you haven't found the Larry Bird boots yet. You've only found your magic jumping loafers.
I take the chains down, as many as I can carry.
Okay.
And I'm... just going to heft them into the grinder.
Okay. You don't even need to actually make a roll for that. I'm assuming that you can confidently... It's a big target. You toss the chains into the grinder. And
as I do, I raise my shield to protect my face. It's my moneymaker.
Yeah,
always got to take care of the face.
That's a good call, too. You throw these chains into the thing, and it was not built for that. You gum up the works, you gum up the gully works, and it's almost like it just tears itself apart from the inside out. It is just in a heap of shrapnel. The rollers are just torn asunder. Everything is flying all over the place. It sounds like a hailstorm on your shield. And when you look up, there's just a heaping pile of debris that horrifyingly is still sort of rumbling around, but it is decidedly taken care of.
Kudos all around, gentlemen.
Yeah, that was a very quick grinder battle.
But I want to make a
the orc woman
check.
Leans back in and go, "I was like, oh shit,
oh shit, okay."
I want to make a perception check to see if the idea of when I was thinking about what would have happened to us. If we had gotten caught in that, I want to make a perception check to see if the concept of ground meat would occur to me.
That's justified.
I'll give you half of the first clue that will lead you to the secret of ground beef. You understand that if a thing were to be ground, it would be more easily digestible and probably would be easier to season. But you haven't unlocked the seasoning secrets yet.
Okay.
This is the quest.
Taco's just furiously writing down notes.
This is the first step. You understand the concept of grinding.
He's just circled ground? Like 8 times.
Yeah.
Oh, if we'd had a cow here.
Well, that's the thing. You wouldn't even know that beef would be the thing to grind, right? You could be
but it would have been a heck of a thing to throw in it.
No, it would have been sweet, but you didn't have that on hand. So you might be thinking,
I write that down. I understand grinding.
Ground rocks? Ground water? Can you grind water? You don't know. You're so goddamn stupid.
About tacos.
About tacos, specifically.
Who would ever thought it was not chain-proof, you know?
I did.
I know.
I would say that Magnus did.
Good job. Good work. Next,
let's get up on that platform.
Yeah, can we climb the chains to get up to the platform?
Wait.
Is the grinder still? It's not moving, right? But it's still operating.
It's just sort of like little pieces of it are just kind of bumbling around. It's kind of like
there's no way to climb up on top of it to get easier access to the chains on the wall or the chains of the ceiling.
No, it's everywhere. There are pieces of it in the wall, like embedded in the wall.
It's only 8 feet up. I just stand underneath it and kind of put my finger, like interlace my fingers and go like, who wants up? And just kind of heft you guys up there.
Okay.
I like that.
How many gold did we get from the grinder?
No gold.
Did we get a feeling of accomplishment?
You took one step towards solving the taco mystery. How is that not enough for you?
I mean, that's
for me.
How about rupees? No.
Did we get a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment?
You feel good. You got a shit ton of experience points. And you know what? Travis, I'll give you an initiative point. Or an inspiration point. Because that was an inspired usage of chains.
And I will move the chains.
You did move the chains.
Move the chains!
Into his grindage.
Come on, let's go.
I'm gonna take a chain with me.
Yeah,
now we're up on... Oh, good idea.
Just in case. Are you just going to do this every time I introduce any sort of mechanic? You're like, oh, I may need that mayonnaise later. Like, no, that was the solution to the mayonnaise puzzle.
No, I want it to, like, wrap around, like, my shield and arm and shit. It's, like, makeshift armor.
So you just want to be more cumbersome.
Yep.
Okay.
Maybe they're tire chains and they'll come in handy this coming winter.
You make it through you make it up to the wooden platform. You go through the door that the orc woman...
Can't open.
The door is a little bit busted, and you think like that woman's irresponsible with doors. Like this is not her home. She shouldn't just there be. Goes
I use my carpentry skills to fix the door.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
Let me guess, you're +25 in carpentry.
No, I nerfed Travis's character before you guys got on. You weren't around for that, but there is a little bit of numerical tweaking that happened behind the scenes.
Apparently, I was just too good at D&D.
Yeah, you're too good at just coming up with very high numbers for things.
Our rate of progress is just staggeringly.
This is the show.
This isn't the show.
It can be.
I want some high adventure.
Okay, high
adventure.
That's
beyond compare.
High adventure!
You go through the door and you realize it's actually a dragon's mouth, and now you're inside a dragon.
High adventure!
Hail and well met, adventurers. It's me, it's Griffin, the Dungeon Master for The Adventure Zone, the podcast that you're currently listening to with a quick mid-game break. Just wanted to do some quick announcements for the show, because this is the time that we do the announcements for the show. Thank you all very, very, very much for listening to episode 4 and presumably the previous episodes. We've had a really great launch, and we owe all of that to all of you who have downloaded the show, who have left us ratings and reviews on iTunes, which it's still not too late to do. For people who are telling friends about the show and getting them on board, we're still in that sort of early period where it's really important to get the show off to a really great start, because that traction is sort of what makes or breaks podcasts at the beginning. So anything you can do to share a show with a friend, leave a review on iTunes, anything you can do, we genuinely very, very much appreciate it. A real quick big announcement. We have a website for The Adventure Zone now. It is theadventure.zone, which will take you to our Tumblr page where we are collecting a lot of errata about the game. New episodes for the show are still going to be posted on our Maximum Fun page, which you can find at MaximumFun.org. There's a lot of great stuff you can do on MaximumFun.org. You can listen to the other great shows on the network, like Sawbones, Jordan Jesse Go, Judge John Hodgman, Bunker Buddies, Throwing Shade, among so many others, and My Brother and Me, the other podcast that me and Justin and Travis all do together. You can also become a donor to MaximumFun.org if you really like the program. It helps support all of the shows on the network and specifically us if you choose us as the show that you want to donate to. So that's a really great thing you want to do if you want to go above and beyond and really help us out. But on the Adventure.Zone, we are mostly going to collect things like character sheets. Right now we've got Taco and I believe Magnus's character sheets up there. So if you want to see, you know, what the like game mechanics for those two characters are, you can check that out. We're also putting a bunch of fan art up, among other things. So yeah, the Adventure.Zone is where we are going to be collecting a lot of that stuff from now on. You can also tweet at us. We are at the Zonecast. If you want to just tweet with the hashtag the Zonecast, I think we're abandoning Tazcast because it was a bad hashtag, you guys. It was just a bad hashtag. So yeah, tweet at us. We are going to start including characters in the show based on people who tweeted at us, including in the upcoming half of this episode, three characters who are named after Brian Lee. That's at Brian Lee on Twitter. Killian Zuba on Twitter and Renee Renuples on Twitter. Thank you to the three of you for tweeting about the show, for spreading the word, and to everybody who's been spreading the word. We're going to keep doing that. So if you tweet about the show, there's a chance that we might include you as a character in the campaign from now on, which, I don't know, seems like an exciting opportunity to me. But I'm just making all this shit up as I go along. That's it for now. Thank you again so much for listening, for sharing the show, for everything. We did not know what kind of reception to expect for the show, and it has been nothing but flabbergastingly sweet. So thank you all very, very much. And now, back to the Adventure Zone adventure. The Adventure Zone adventure. You go through that door. You are going down a stone rot hallway. This was obviously not carved out by a mine. This was not carved out by mining equipment. I should say this is like a natural hallway that you would find in a building made of stone, I guess. And you hear reverberating down the walls the sound of clanging of metal, the telltale sounds of combat. And then you hear the woman, the orc woman, that you encountered earlier yell, help!
Oh, sure. Yep, you got it.
I shout out, eat a biggin!
God helps those who help themselves!
Could you use a hand down here? Come on.
Okay, I run down there.
Okay, foolhardily?
Yeah.
I guess that's what you do.
Magnus prefers action.
Okay. You all run into...
I don't.
I waddle like a four-year-old baby.
I sit down on the ground. I'm not helping her.
Okay.
I get down there and say, don't worry, I've got my... And they're not there.
Come on. I got my road dogs. Oh, shit.
I'm studying
We
my
can
book.
Do anything together. Oh.
Magnus,
my legs are sore from all these coins I'm carrying.
Okay, Magnus, you run down the tunnel and exit out into a huge room, a massive room that almost seems like a quarry, almost seems like a pit, like a mining pit where they would dump the product down. Mm-hmm. That's on the far side of the room that the quarry is on. It's huge. It's a 40 by 40 foot hole in the ground on the far side of the room. It is actually bigger than the floor of the room itself. The only other exit in this room is a giant iron rot door. A huge production. You wonder how they got it in here. It is very, very big.
How hard am I wondering this?
You're like...
Do I need to roll?
You're like...
I rolled a 4.
So you're not wondering very hard. You're like, oh, the door, fuck it. Whatever. also in this room is the orc woman that you saw before who has just been plastered to the wall with webbing. She is thoroughly webbed to the wall. Mm-hmm. She's almost entirely covered except for her head. And across from her, about 20 feet... from her is a drow, a dark elf, holding a staff that he has pointed at her. He is dressed in black robes. On the black robe is a he's wearing a tabard with a white spider on it. Do you guys get it yet?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Griffin, can I roll to see if orc women completely covered in ooey gooey webbing is a fetish of mine?
Yeah, I guess.
I need to know if I'm going to be distracted.
All right, I guess. This sucks.
Okay, it's a 6.
No, it's not your cup of tea. Yeah.
Okay. I run in and hit him with the shield and try to knock him in the hole.
Well, no.
That's what I do. And it works.
That's not really how Dungeons
Wait, let me roll. Are. Success.
Okay.
So he's dead now.
Did everybody else run in, or is this just a Magnus situation?
Yeah, we're all in there.
Okay.
I'm not in. I'm not helping her.
Okay. All right, I'm in there.
Okay. I'm ambling.
Okay. The black spider, the person you're assuming is the black spider, has his staff pointed at the woman who is webbed to the wall, but jerks his head and turns to you and says, "Oh, what a fantastic development. Oh, we have guests, dear. How exciting."
All right, that's weird enough that I'm going to come in the room.
Okay. What was that?
Oh, and a third guest. How exciting. We have even more guests here. We should make place at the table for all of them.
He seems nice.
Hello, welcome to my cave.
Oh man, I can't. I just took my headphones off to hear what I sounded like doing this voice, and it sucks. Excellent.
I just want to say I'm so happy to meet someone else who talks normally.
And I want to be a Charlie in the box.
I love your cadence, dear. Where are you from?
New Elfington. Am I?
Yeah, sure. You can be from New Elfington. Is that built on the ruins of Old Elfington?
We burn it down because no one could figure out why it was called Old Elfington.
Oh, shit. I need to retcon. There's something else in this room. Lying precariously towards close to the edge of the pit, you see an unconscious dwarven figure that Merle, you recognize as the one, the only Gundren Rockseeker.
Gundren.
How did you forget the one fucking thing?
And also, the whole point of your quest is here.
I was too busy thinking about this great, great voice that I came up with for the blacksmith.
I suppose no introductions will be necessary.
Yeah.
I would like to know who you are, though.
Okay, so you would assume that introductions are necessary.
I'm sorry. I don't need to be introduced, do I? My reputation precedes me. Also, my spider tablet.
Who are you?
I'm the black spider.
Guys, I think this is him. I'm Magnus.
Do we need to roll initiative?
Not unless you plan to strike me.
Let's not. I'm Taco. We're just here for Gundren. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, your voice is like a song.
I use Mage Hand to caress his cheek.
This is a little forward.
Thank you, darling. Listen, we're just here for the Gundren. You can do whatever you want to with the orc woman.
All Gundren's purpose has been served. If you want, you can take him and go, sure.
Excellent. It's a pleasure doing business with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will need a little bit more of his blood, though.
How much more?
That's not going to work for us.
A pint. A couple pints. How much blood does dwarves have?
More than you'd think.
Darling, I didn't catch your name. Give it to me one more time.
Oh, it's Black Spider. It's not my Christian name, though.
Guys, I know how this works. If we figure out his name, he's banished.
Not the Beetlejuice.
Oh. Okay, while Taco is talking to him, I steal all the gold back out of Taco's bag.
He doesn't know I have it. Okay, so this is the Griffin.
I'm very curious to ask, if you don't mind answering a few questions. No pressure if you don't want to. I want you to feel very comfortable here.
Oh, please feel free.
How is the fuck... Do you know about this magical cave mine?
Well, Craigslist.
I doubt that's true. Don't tell me, are you here also for the...
No.
Screw the... I'm here for my cousin.
Which one?
The orc woman.
the only surviving one, I'm guessing.
Oh, God.
I am naturally drawn to helping my cousin, so...
Okay, I attack Black Spider. Fuck this shit.
No. No, wait.
Wait, maybe there's a peaceful way to solve this.
Maybe a peaceful way to figure it out.
It's not peaceful. I'm going to kill him.
All right.
I'm afraid I see your friend's hand where his hip... I see your friend's hand where his hip be at, and I don't...
We need to deal with these things one at a time, okay? I'm talking to him. Dad says he wants to go help Gundren.
Okay.
Can we address that? He's doing that.
And I think Magnus ought to go rescue Web Woman.
Oh, no, she's mine.
No. Magnus has to decide what Magnus is going to do.
I know.
Merle is helping
his
cousin.
Do what you want. Now, I do need... Do you need
how
a
about loop? If I... Can I do some kind of check on...
Gundren?
On Gundren?
Yeah, sure. Maybe a first aid check just to sort of see, scope him out, how he's doing. The Black Spider probably won't let you over there to heal him, but you can sort of check on his condition.
What is first aid against Griffin? What do I roll?
Is there not a first aid skill?
No.
A healing skill?
There's medicine. Medicine.
Medicine.
Medicine.
Medicine. Okay. So I roll...
A d20 20. And you add your medicine.
Okay. 15.
Okay, he's alive. That's great news. He is alive. He's living. You can see he's breathing, but he is unconscious. But he's living. So you still got the one cousin.
Can I? Okay, so he's still alive. Okay,
that means the bad thing is he's got some great boots, and that means you're out some boots. You're out some.
Well,
more,
he is unconscious. I take the boots.
Okay. No, I was joking about the boots.
Oh,
I'm just still talking with.
We'll find out what's going on.
The Black Spider. Griffin, why doesn't the Black Spider have a name?
Because he's mysterious.
I told listeners that if they tweeted a link to our show that we might use their name.
Okay, fine, I've got one.
Just want to ask one more time, because I'm still not clear. What is your, what's your Christian name? What were you born name? Black Spider is informal. Is it?
do you have a check, a persuasion check, a persuasion check. See if you can squeeze this name out of him.
14.
Sure, that'll do it. It's Brian, darling.
Brian?
No, just...
You're related to Wendy, darling?
No, it's just Brian. You don't need to add anything else to it, just Brian.
What happened to your voice?
We need to take Gundren with us. We're going to take the woman. And can you... Tell us, here, you're a magic user, like myself. Maybe you could tell me, when you say, I only hear, do you know why that might be?
Oh, it's a tricky situation, isn't it? This will be fun. The reason you can't hear it when I say, is because the, has actually, so you won't be able to, until you,
I caught all of that.
God, I bet your mic looks like a giant booger right now.
I wasn't doing it with my nose. So, unfortunately, I'm going to find your solution unequitable, unsatisfactory, and I'm afraid that this is where it ends.
Okay, I charge him.
Oh, okay.
He was not surprised by your action. Let's roll initiative. Let's get it on.
I got a 7.
Whoa, natural 20 here.
Holy shit.
So
22
for me.
16. Oh, yeah, 16.
Cool. Top of the order is Taco.
What is he now? Is he on the edge of something?
No, he's nowhere close to the edge of the pit.
Like how far is
this room is really big. I mean he's like a good 50 feet away.
Okay. All right, perfect. I am going to cast Burning Hands on the webbing.
Okay. You also have... You have that spell sculpting, right? So that you don't immolate this woman?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
What is that? She has an advantage on the saving throw, right?
When I cast an evocation spell that affects other creatures I can see, I can choose a number of them equal to 1 plus the spell's level... The chosen creatures automatically succeed on their saving throws against the spell.
Okay.
They take no damage.
Well, she's the only bonus target there. So,
right.
And you don't really need to attack. The webbing can't make a saving throw. It's webbing. It's not sentient.
Okay.
So, yeah, if that's how you're spending your action.
That is how I'm spending my action.
Cool. You burn away the webs. She collapses to the ground, but gets back up to her knees. She is conscious, and she looks at you sort of quizzically again. She doesn't know why you have done her this solid, but she says, wow, thanks.
Does she still have any sort of weapon, as far as I can see?
Like the thing with the big button on it?
Or her crossbow? Is her crossbow gone? Or?
Her crossbow has been taken by the black spider. I just rolled initiative for her, though, so maybe on her turn, we'll find out.
Cool. Excellent. Okay.
Okay. Next in the order is the black spider, who, on his turn, is going to reach into his sack that he has, and he pulls out this weird little fist-sized throbbing pod.
Okay.
That he smashes on the ground in front of him.
Have you guys noticed how much in D&D is very sexual and creepy?
Throbbing?
There's a lot of...
He reaches in his sack and pulls out his throbbing pod. Really, Griffin?
The pod explodes in a puff of green smoke. And from the ceiling, through cracks in the ceiling, crawls a gigantic, literal... black spider that climbs down a web and jumps in front of the figure.
Oh, I get it!
And comes
I just said that
hand.
Out loud.
Okay, great. In the distance, you hear the sound of spores being shot into the air. Size-wise, it is twice as tall as you.
Oh.
It's a very goddamn big spider.
Got it.
That is his move. Dad, you're next in the order. Merle. Now you got two black spiders. Spoiler alert, this is you're in final boss territory, so
burn them spell slots.
This is the Sephiroth of this adventure, so
alright. I am going to cast sleep on the dark elf black spider.
Okay.
Can we just call him Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
Brian.
You know what sucks, though? The actual literal spider is actually also named Brian.
But it's spelled with a Y.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brian with an I. I'm going to cast sleep on Brian with an I.
Okay.
Says I roll 5d8.
Oh, shit. Okay.
What? And then what?
And then you just have a number.
And the total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect.
Oh, okay.
So I roll the d8 and multiply by 5?
Right. No.
Roll it 5 times.
Yeah.
Roll it 5 times.
Do it real quick.
Okay. 3.
Okay.
4.
7.
1.
8.
2.
10.
7.
17. That is not going to do it.
Okay.
So now you know that Brian with an I has more than 17 hit points.
The more you know.
My plan is working.
That was a reconnaissance bad spell. next in the order is...
Wait. I just realized something. This works within a 90-foot action on all of the creatures within 90 feet.
Brian with a Y also has more than 17 hit points.
Excellent. Great. Yeah, great right, afternoon okay, so far. Yeah.
Next in the order is the orc woman who... reaches into her pocket, pulls out that buzzer, and says, here goes nothing, and clicks it down. And another ball of energy pops out of it and actually flies through the giant iron door. And she says, okay. And then you hear an extremely loud pound at that door. It's actually like a few rapid-fire poundings. Sorry again for this very sexual language. it's very rapid fire, like against the door, but
like Sheldon on Big Bang.
Come on, you can't keep referencing Big Bang Theory during this podcast.
Well, I spelled it with two G's.
Oh, okay,
it's the Big Bang. the door stands fast though, and that is the end of the orc woman's turn.
Who's up?
I, as a free action, ask her her name so we don't have to keep doing this.
Calling her the orc woman?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's your name, dear?
My name is Killian. Nice to meet you. Can we do the spider stuff now? Tell me about your dad. Is that what you want to do right now with the double spider situation?
Can we open the door as a free action?
You would have to figure out how. It's very, very, very big.
So it's not the door we came through.
No, it's a
giant one that we can't figure out how they got down here.
Okay, so it's not the grinder reanimated.
Wait, I got this, guys. Hey, door, open. Did that work?
Didn't work. No.
Ah, fuck.
Because somebody didn't remember his please and thank you.
Oh, yes, please open door. Does it say push or pull?
No, there's no door from
the Is there a crash bar?
All right, forget the door, I guess.
So is the spider up now or am I up now?
Sorry. Yeah, it's Magnus.
Great. I'm going to jump on the spider's back.
Oh, shit. Okay. How? I guess an acrobatics check?
Yeah.
It's going to make an opportunity attack against you if you do this.
Oh. Okay, well then instead...
Okay, so what I'm going to do is attempt to run past
and get one of the legs of the spider with my chain and trip it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Why not? So you're going to... It's a very big spider. So you're going to try and like pull an Empire Strikes Back like at sweep maneuver.
Correct.
Okay, interesting. I don't know how physically that's going to work.
I'm very strong.
You're just going to try and like whip it around one of its legs as you run by it and just sort of pull real hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, it's not a great idea, but it's a Magnus idea.
Yeah, you know what? That idea is decidedly Magnus. I guess...
Can I use my point of inspiration?
Sure. I guess you're going to make an attack with the chain.
Okay. So unarmed or...
Well, you won't be proficient in it, so just roll and make a strength check, okay. I guess, is what it's going to be.
So that's 9, 13. Yeah, so 13.
That's not going to do it. Do you want to use your inspiration roll again?
Yes. Okay, so that's an 18.
Yeah. Okay, so you managed to whip this chain around one of the spider's legs. And you pull real hard. I guess make another strength check now that you've got the chain around it to see if you have the strength to.
That is 20.
20? Okay. Yeah, fuck it. Why not? you pull really hard on this spider. You don't like flip it over or anything, but the this side, it's the four legs on this side sort of give out, and it sort of is prone now.
Cool.
So, good job. You knocked a spider over.
And then I'm going to use my action surge to attack it with my battle axe two-handed.
Okay. What are you attacking? There's a lot to attack.
I'm going to attack its underbelly.
Its underbelly's not exposed. You didn't flip it over.
Oh. What does being prone give me? Is there?
You'll have advantage on the attack.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to attack its eyes.
Okay. So you're going to whip right back around and get to eye town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead and make a...
No, that's not going to do it. That's an 11, so...
Nope.
Advantage, 18?
Yep, that beats his AC.
Great!
Go ahead and do damage.
1d10. So that's 10.
10.
On its eyeballs.
Good eyeball hit. He has lots of eyeballs, so you may have carved out a couple of them, but he still has more than enough to look... Do all of his looking.
But still, did damage. Knocked him prone.
Good job.
Yay, Magnus!
Okay. That is the end of the round. You hear another clamoring at the giant iron door, which has actually started to buckle a bit in the little in the middle. My throat gets so sore doing this goddamn podcast.
Well, that's because you're saying...
It's so much adventure.
30 seconds.
Yeah, it's all the adventure. It's wearing on my cords. So this door has started to bend and buckle in the middle a little bit.
We're going to have to get a contractor in here.
Next, top of the order, Taco.
I'm going to cast Magic Missile on the spider.
Okay.
Not very creative, but... That's where Taco's at today.
This is what Taco is into now.
Listen,
Taco,
he's a real
meat and potatoes wizard.
He's about efficiency.
They can't all be chain at sweep the legs Johnny maneuvers.
I'm just going to, how about I just shoot magic ouchies at him until he dies from it?
Okay.
This is how we do.
So you make an attack? Or no, they just automatically hit.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your damage.
They do.
1d4 plus 1.
Yeah, 3, 1d4 plus 1. Okay. 2.
No, we've already established that all 3 do the same damage.
Okay, so 3 times 3, 9.
9. Okay. Yeah, he didn't like it.
I wouldn't think so.
Next in the order is Team Spiders, Team Brian. What does Brian even do? What's his story? I bet he's got spells. He does. Okay. Brian with a Y. Wait, which one is Magic Brian? I'll just call him Magic Brian. Magic Brian looks at Taco and goes, "Oh, this is very interesting. Is that, what is it called? Magic missile? Is that what that was? It was unrecognizable because this is how I usually do it." And he points his staff at you and uses magic missile.
Is he shooting all three at me? Because he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a couple he throws at the big spider just to, like, show
you're
that he can.
You're in a magical wizard duel. You're in a wizard duel, Harry. that's a 3. So 3 times 3 is 9, plus the extra 3 damage is 12.
What's the extra 3 damage?
Because it's plus 1.
Oh, okay. That takes me to 0.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yep. Only had 12 hit points.
Brian goes, "What's up now?"
I really thought they were getting along, too.
Yeah, me too.
So you're not dead, but this is the first time that we get to learn about death saving throws. Isn't that exciting?
That is thrilling. What do I do?
Well, you have to do it on your turn.
Okay.
But that's it for Magic Brian. Spider Brian is going to stand up and attack the person who is right in front of him, which is Magnus.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Spider.
You have a weakness to spiders, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm afraid of spiders.
Boy, this patch is not working out for you, bud.
No, that was addressed in-game last time, that I am not a fan of spiders.
So I'm going to actually give the spider advantage on the attack.
Sweet. That's super cool. Because the giant spider needs all the help he can get.
He is just going to sort of rear back and come forward at you and snap his spider teeth right
mandibles.
At you. His mandibles. That's a 9 plus 5, 14?
No.
Okay. And that is a 14 plus 5, so 19.
Ah, that hits. His mandolin's got me.
You take... What is it? 1 8. You take 5 piercing damage and 4 poison damage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You make a constitution saving throw before you take that poison damage. Go ahead and do that.
That is constitution 7.
No. Okay.
So I'm going to take 9 damage.
Okay, you're fine. There's extra stuff that it does if it kills you, but it didn't. So you're cool. That is it for the spider turn. Next up is Merle.
Ditto, could you real quick just explain how saving throws work before we get to Justin's turn, so if Dad and I need to do something?
Just real quick, Juice, whenever you start your turn with 0 hit points, you must make a special saving throw called the death saving throw to determine whether you creep closer to death or hang on to life. So you will have to make one on your turn. It's basically the same as it was last time, or in the last edition, you make 3... You make a saving throw. If you get 3 successful ones, then you're alive. If you make 3 failed ones, you die forever. But people can help you out of it before that. If you are healed, you can be helped out of it. There's a lot of different ways you can be saved. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So what kind of a saving throw do I do, though?
You just roll a d20. If it's above 10, you're good.
Okay.
I think whatever's on the other side of that door is going to help us, and I think it would be worth opening the door. So thaumaturgy allows me to instantaneously cause an unlocked door to fly open.
Okay. Okay, sweet ass. You point your magic symbol at this giant iron door. Do you say any dope shit when you do it?
Yes, I do.
She thinks my tractor is sexy.
By the hoary hordes of Hoggoth!
Okay. I imagine this some like old man like Conan shit, but
I'm Doctor Strange, man. Okay. If Cumberbatch doesn't work out, I'm there for Marvel.
Yeah, that'll be perfect casting. You point your holy symbol at the door. It is innervated with magical or spiritual energies, and it flies open. And behind it, a light pours through, blinding all of you. And as your eyes adjust, you realize that they are headlights that are fastened to the front of a giant mechanoid bipedal robot, essentially. That has four arms. It's not exactly Iron Giant. It's not that sort of human figure. It
Superman.
Almost looks like a tractor with legs.
Is it sexy?
Kenny Chesney!
What's the robot's name?
The robot's name. Oh, should I do another Twitter? The robot's name is the robot's name is Renee.
Renee?
Yeah, it's okay. Renee the jackhammer robot, and I call it Renee the jackhammer robot because you can also see in lieu of arms, it has two giant jackhammers. And as soon as these doors fly open, it sort of flexes its jackhammer arms and sprints full speed towards the giant spider and just rams right through it. Just stabs right through it with both arms, keeps running, and dives into the pit with the spider impaled on its arms.
And Brian, one of the nine, just goes, well, shit.
Goes, Hachi Machi, I wish we'd
goes,
been...
Brian! Brian was the one! No!
And he jumps in after him.
He was my favorite spider boy.
In retrospect, I wish we'd been attacking Magic Brian this whole
time. Yeah, Magic Brian's feeling right as rain. Magic Brian is so, so desperately sad. By the way, when this...
he takes 10 points of sad damage.
When this robot did its epic spider tackle maneuver, it just barely avoided stomping on Gundren.
Good.
But he's fine. Yeah. I just wanted you guys not to worry about Gundren, because it doesn't...
Oh, we weren't. I forgot he was over there.
Okay, yeah, good. Because I also thought that might also be the case.
All right, let's keep moving.
Next in the order... Next in the order is Killian, who doesn't really have a whole lot of options at her disposal. She pulls out the animator again and clicks down on the trigger, but nothing happens. So she just says, she just sort of walks over to one of the giant iron doors and sort of tucks behind it, says, good luck, guys. If you find my crossbow, let me know. But I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all handle this. See what you can do. And that is the end of her turn. Next in the order is Magnus.
Okay, I'm going to rush the side of my beloved taco.
Oh.
And I say, now this may be a little cheesy, but I can't let you go. And I pour my potion of healing betwixt his lips.
I'm going to need you to describe that a little bit slower.
Yeah.
And he wakes up, and the word cheesy is what's stuck in his head.
It's another clue.
Griffin, grant me cheese.
All right. Okay, I'll grant you the word cheese. You can't possibly understand the idea of cultured milk.
Okay, I've written cheese ? on my sheet. So we know I'm... That's just in my head. What does that word mean, cheese?
How does the healing potion work, Trev? Do you know?
No. I just have it written down. We got it from the card. We got three potions.
You got to write that shit down. When you drink this potion, you regain 2d4 plus 2 hit points. So, Juice, if you want to go ahead and resolve
that. Is
that
my roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. While he's unconscious, can I check his stuff?
No. Ditto, is the...
Four.
Is the
potion
eight, of...
10. 10 points.
That's a good roll.
Back in the fucking game.
Is the potion of healing a minor action, or is that my action?
Well, the fact if you had given it to him, probably not. But the fact that you actually used it on him, yeah, that's going to be your turn.
Great, Tarif.
That's brotherly love right there.
Okay.
And Magnus looks at the cleric and says, "So now it's your turn to attack because I did the healing."
Whose turn is it, Griffin?
I'd like to point out, though, that I killed the spider.
No, you did great. Okay? I just saved our wizard. So, Magnus, he does it all.
I think the guy that's been stealing shit for the entire adventure.
I think actually Renee, the wrecker bot, is the one that.
No. Let's on keep, we go.
Come on.
Okay. Next in the order is actually you, Taco. You can.
Excellent.
So you are prone, but you can stand up for half of your movement. So you can stand up and still
move. Well, I'm not going anywhere. Okay. I stand up to my full wizarding height.
Which is 2 foot higher with the hat.
Yeah. Excellent. And then I shout, Abraca, fuck you! And I cast Magic Missile at him. Okay. 4. Oof. Oof. How does 15 points of damage taste?
You actually, you blast him back a ways. The force of the spell hurts him a lot. He goes flying backwards, and he lands fairly close to the edge of the pit, near Gundren, and he stands up, and he is, man, all jacked up. He's bleeding from both nose nostrils. His shit is wrecked, but he's still alive. And he says, it seems like you've learned well from me, maybe. Did you maybe take a few pointers from my rad magic missile? Or was that a Taco original?
I actually already said my one cool thing, darling.
Oh, I see.
I don't have another.
I understand completely. Well,
you know, when they make a movie of this, Mike Myers is going to play both of them.
Mike Myers will play all the roles. He'll play all of us.
It seems to be my turn. I keep sort of oscillating between like Taco and German. I want to really land in the German wheelhouse. Let me try again. Yes, it seems that my goose might be cooked. Huh? So just one more trick up my sleeve, and we'll see how you respond to this. And he grabs Gundren by the scruff of the neck and rolls off into the pit with him.
Oh, shit.
But then you see, at the same time, two small dwarven hands reach up and grab the pit. Reach up and grab the edge of the pit. And then you see two more small dwarven hands reach up and grab the side of the pit. And almost simultaneously, two Gundren Rockseekers pull themselves back up onto stable ground.
Who would have seen that coming?
I didn't.
One Gundren Rockseeker, we'll call him the Gundren Rockseeker on the right, looks at the other one and says, "Oh my god, okay, I think I see what he's trying to do here. Listen, you have to understand, I'm the real Gundren Rockseeker. You have to believe me. I can tell you anything you want to know about the Rockseeker clan. I can tell you anything you want to know about Phandalin. You have to believe me. I'm the real Gundren Rockseeker." And the Gundren Rockseeker on the left says, "No, you must believe me. This one on the right here is an imposter. I'm the real Gundren Rockseeker."
How do we tell them apart?
Ask me anything you want to know about dwarves.
But which one's the real Gundren Rockseeker? Is it possible he has cursed the other Gundren Rockseeker to sound German and weird?
That's exactly what he did. He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy with lots of all kinds of sinister magics.
I walk over and kick that one into the pit.
Which one?
The one who just talked.
Oh, no! Oh, the mystery is solved. You've solved my final riddle. You are the riddle master.
Jeez, how deep is that pit?
Hello, it's his voice.
Congratulations. You have proven yourself despite the adventure. Oh, I've landed on Brian. Brian. I'm so proud of him. I'm going to die now. The life is flagging from my body. I see my family. I had my...
I cast Magic Missile at him again.
Oh, it's very bad news. Oh, no.
And the Academy Award goes to Brian.
That was great shit.
That was good acting.
That was primo.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I'm Jesse Thorne.
I'm Jordan Morris.
The federal government has millions of dollars in programs and opportunities that you need to seize today.
You're a taxpayer, right? Well, then you've got it coming.
Thanks to Uncle Sam, you can get grant programs for veterans.
Postage stamps that'll ensure your mail gets there in a timely fashion.
Fruit for you and your family.
Child care for your children that turns them into super soldiers.
Get $1 million to open your own lake.
Useful power tools that are easy on your soft, delicate hands.
Your own personal radioactive brick.
More sexual attention from everyone at the used bookstore.
Greyhound tickets.
Soft, gentle kisses from TV's John Goodman.
A real narwhal.
Athletic socks filled with stew.
A valuable pamphlet on millet.
Your father's approval.
Don't wait. Right now.
For all of this and more, drop us a line.
Jordan Jesse Go, 123 iTunes Street, or wherever you download podcasts.